WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Summer is a time of barbecues and vacations, but I don't know if you've checked flights recently. They're not cheap, and grocery trips can still be eye-poppingly expensive. This might make some feel like vacation is far off, but don't despair. If you've got an itch to see new surroundings, but don't want to break the bank, there are plenty of fabulous options within 4 hours of Chicago. I'm talking about day trips. To get some ideas and inspiration, I sat down with Lauren Vieira. She's a freelance writer and consultant who wrote a piece detailing some of these destinations for WBEZ, which you can read at WBEZ.org. And Siobhan Lanier and Cameron Stanton are the founders of Black People Outside. That's a social media platform working to break down barriers for people of color to participate in outdoor adventure spaces. I started by asking Lauren to describe the appeal of a day trip. Here she is.
There's so many things. I think just getting out of the city, you know, we live in the best city in the world, but you might want to get out sometimes. Yeah. It might be a little too hot here. It might be a little too crowded in the summer, and just to see something different. And I think just exploring different culture, even if it's just a half hour or an hour or 3 hours away, you're going to meet different people. You're going to possibly try different food that's unique to that area. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a change of scenery.
So you might even put aside the angst of like being in the car for hours.
Yeah.
Just to go check out that new surrounding.
Yeah.
You all are nodding here. Is what you agree?
Oh, of course. Sometimes you have to deal with a little bit of that to go explore somewhere new. It's worth it more times than not, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. We all know the phrase, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. We've all heard that one. But truly, there is something about leaving, I think, and coming back and seeing that city skyline, that Chicago skyline with fresh eyes. Can anyone relate to that?
Yeah, totally. I just told someone in our comments today, maybe you should leave your place and come back and you'll see it with brand new eyes. That's literally the comment I just made.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just left. I left the country. I didn't do like a quick day trip. But I do have that on the bucket list, Lauren. Yes. I was reading your article. But just coming back, you know, going through over the skyway and just seeing, you know, oh, we're back. It just felt like home.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, Chevy, talk about the kind of mental shift that you can feel when you go on a hike and you get out of the city.
Yeah, whenever I go hiking, I get an overwhelming sense of calmness that overcomes me, and it gives me a chance to really think and be with myself. It allows me to have and observe different sounds and different feelings, and being immersed in nature is just a whole 360 all senses experience. And so instead of seeing cars, hearing cars and ambulances, we're hearing the birds and we're hearing the rustling of the leaves, and all of that is just so relieving.
What does that feel like for you, Cameron?
Much of the same. I like the solace. So like when we coming from Chicago, like you said, yes, again, the greatest city out here. But sometimes it's just a little loud. It's a little too noisy. It's a little too much. So like going out and being able to go on trails and just dealing with quiet, calm. All you hear is the rustling of the trees. You hear the beauty of the birds. Tweet, 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 tweeting. So, you know, it just brings a calmness.
One more time. What do the birds sound like?
Tweet, 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 tweet. But no, it's such a change from what we're used to, especially coming from the inner city, that it's much needed.
I haven't been on a hike in years, but it's time. It's time to get back out there.
It's definitely time.
I think the last time you were here, I promised I was going to come out.
Okay, well, I got to hold you to that.
I want to be honest with the people that I did not go. But
you'll make it this time.
I'm going to make it this time.
We're going to figure it out.
Laura, you know, summertime shy, it's so special, right?
It is.
So sell me on this. Why leave the city when there's so much to do here?
Perspective. I think to your point of like coming back, you appreciate it more. But just to see what you can. I mean, we do have amazing parks and gardens and even forest preserves here. But for you guys, like, the point is to see things that you can't see here. You can't be in a dense forest in the middle of Chicago. You can't. Maybe you hear the pigeons or the crows or the occasional robin down your street, but you're not going to hear that tweet-tweeting of all those other birds. And I think, too, beyond just nature, again, like experiencing culture, kind of understanding other communities that are right in your backyard, and crossing state lines can be excited too. There's things that happen in other states that don't happen here, and just getting perspective. And
I do feel a sense of joy every time I get to read a sign like, oh, we're in Michigan now.
Yes.
Oh, we're in so-and-so now.
Yeah,
right?
And they're all so close.
There's something about that.
Yeah, yeah. Chicago is in a great position to see so many different regions of the Midwest, and we're just well positioned to not have to travel too far to experience them.
And one thing I did do on that road trip this weekend too, just on the return, was just, I think we were very intentional about paying attention to what was within 3 hours of our arrival to Chicago, and just sort of making notes like, oh, we can come to this casino. Oh, and there's a hotel. Oh, that's only about 3.5 hours away. We can do that. That's doable. Right.
Yeah.
How do you and Chevy decide, Cameron, what you want to check out? Like, I mean, do you have recommendations for folks listening maybe?
So, yes, we just kind of search for green spaces on like areas like Google Maps. So we're like, okay, I didn't know that was a bunch of trees over there. Let me go check out that woods.
Oh.
Okay, come to find out it's a nice little area.
Yeah.
Like, so places that we've discovered in that fashion is our Matheson State Park, located just southwest of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Dunes.
It's a popular
Warren
one.
Dunes. Where else would you recommend, Chef?
I would definitely recommend going to Lyle, which is where Morton Arboretum is.
Mm-hmm.
I love Morton Arboretum. The first time we went there, we were there. First of all, I didn't know how big it was, so I wore like flip-flops. And we only got to see like a quarter of it. And they have 30-something stops that you can visit on their land.
Oh, wow.
And it's definitely one of my like favorite spots in the city. And one of my other favorite spots in the city, well, not in the city, but Chain of Lakes State Park is nearby.
Oh, where's that?
It's actually 60 miles northwest of Chicago.
Okay.
And there's also a Chain of Lakes near Fort Wayne as well. So don't get those two mixed up, because they do have the same name, but the Chain of Lakes in Indiana, Fort Wayne, that one is a lot bigger, and they have like a chain of lakes that you can kayak, and you could kayak 9 of them for the 9-lake challenge,
which
is super fun.
The 9-lake challenge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds like something I'd want to get behind.
It's giving legendary.
It's giving competitive spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we love like Cave of the Mounds. It's one of the cool commercial cave that you can visit. It's in Wisconsin. You could take a day trip over there. You stop at Governor
Sounds like
Dodge
my
State
kind
Park.
Of fun.
Yeah.
Devil's Lake is up there as well. Near Wisconsin, lovely area, especially if you like climbing or talus scrambling.
Mm.
Also, a lot of gorgeous hiking up there. But it's plenty enough. Like spoken earlier, Chicago's positioned pretty well in the Midwest.
There's so much around us, and that brings me back to you, Lauren, because you provided a wonderful, handy dandy list of 10 destinations. It's up on our website, wbez.org, and that you've listed. Indiana Dunes, as we mentioned, that starts your list, doesn't it?
It does. I put that first because that's the closest.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to get there. I think people don't realize, you know, quite how short it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a really nice beach alternative. You know, the beaches in Chicago are amazing. I think people from outside the city don't realize how many you have, but they get crowded.
What was your criteria for which places to highlight?
So really just short drive. I think the cutoff was about 3.5 hours, you know, especially if you're going to do a day trip, that's quite long. So some of these are recommended as overnights, but I wanted to start with places that are, you know, just an hour and a half away, where you could feasibly leave in the morning after breakfast, maybe like find a bite to eat or have a picnic along the way and be home by dinner.
And you make sure to list places in Illinois as well as Indiana and Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yeah. I mean, again, like Chicago is so well positioned to experience all of these different states and cultures, so it makes sense to reach into all of them.
WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so you highlight, Lauren, two places in Wisconsin that I don't know much about. So tell us about Mineral Point and Spring Green.
All right, so I'm going to start with Spring Green.
Okay.
There's a lot going on in Spring Green. It's a teeny tiny town. Have you guys been?
No.
Okay, add it to your list.
I'm writing it down.
No wonder I saw both of your ears perk up.
Yes. So if you've heard of Frank Lloyd Wright, this is where Taliesin is. So this is a kind of, I want to say famous, but it's also infamous. There was a terrible murder that happened and fire. So there's a lot of like legend and lore surrounding this building. So you have to go, whether you're a Frank Lloyd Wright fan or just kind of curious about the story behind the story. And also Frank Lloyd Wright is buried there, or he was rather, until one of his, he has a couple ex-wives, exhumed his body and moved it to Taliesin West, which is, you know, in the Southwest. So there's a lot of stuff going on with Frank Lloyd Wright.
I know. I got to admit.
It's a very peculiar little corner of Wisconsin. But beyond that, beyond Taliesin, there's also this magical and kind of weird place called House on the Rock.
Okay.
Which is literally a house built into a rock. But it's not a house. It takes 3, maybe 4 hours to tour the whole thing. The legend is it started with about a penny, and then people kept donating funds and it kept growing and it turned into this big kind of weird museum destination for all these random collections of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, Spring Green has an amazing cultural draw with the outdoor theater. It's actually a very nice little theater.
There's a lot to do in this place.
There's actually a lot to do, and it's just, I love it. I've been there a couple times.
You haven't even told us about Mineral Point yet.
I know, we haven't.
And I'm like, wow.
We'll get to Mineral Point, too. So yeah, so that's Spring Green, so definitely look it up. Several of those places are mentioned in the article. And then Mineral Point is a really small former mining town. Unlike Chicago, there's lots of hills and alleys and things that you can get into. Mm-hmm. So it's the terrain is just really fun to explore. It's like in the middle of the woods, so there's tons of hiking and trails. It's really great for bike riding too, for people who like biking. Surprisingly vast little cultural community there with artists of all kinds and makers. And then they also have this opera house that's 100 years old.
Oh,
they
nice.
Just restored about a decade ago. There's a lot going on.
So much to do.
Towns.
That is great. Chevy, you highlight Stevens Falls, which is in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, on the list of day trips that's on your website. What's special about it?
Oh, I love Governor Dodge because it has this place called Stevens Falls that's there.
Yeah.
And they have an amazing waterfall that you can visit. And they're not so common, you know, in the Midwest. But we do have waterfalls. I think I need to make a list of all the waterfalls. But
yes.
There you go. That's your next idea.
Yes. I have videos about it, but not anything in my blog about like all of the waterfalls. But I really liked it because we went in the winter and there were people climbing the waterfall with like ice climbing. And I felt like that was something I would see in a video game or something that I would see on television happening right in the Midwest. And it was amazing to see a frozen waterfall. And it was even better seeing people engage with the outdoors on the waterfall and recreating in their own way. So it's really cool.
So cool. Wow. Any favorite spots for you in Illinois, Cameron?
Ooh, for Illinois, got to go down south. So Southern Illinois.
Okay.
Love it down there. We're talking Garden of the Gods.
Fern Cliff State Park. But these are not really day trips, though. But they are dope. They are still in Illinois, though.
Yeah.
Then if you want to get a little closer to the city, then I'm really telling you, a mixture of going to Matheson State mixed with Star of the Rock for like a day trip, that's a good little area to check out.
Yeah.
That would be my highly recommended, to be really honest with
or
you.
Or like Palos Trail system is really fun too.
Okay.
You can go mountain biking there. You can go camping there. You can go hiking there. You can go kayaking there. Yeah, and that's only like 50 minutes outside of the city.
I hope people at home have their notepads out because you guys are dropping a lot of gems. What do you say though to folks who don't take day trips? Either they just can't figure out, you know, how to put something like that in their schedule. They don't know where to go or they just don't like being in the car.
I think it can sound intimidating, right? Like no one wants to spend an entire day in the car, especially if it's hot. But a couple of the places mentioned in the BEZ article are accessible via train.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new thing that you can go to Beverly Shores, Indiana, which is a really cool destination. You can go by train and
yeah.
Even if you don't have a car, you don't have to rent one or borrow one. And I think, you know, part of the intimidation might just be like deciding. And that's why we're here to help, right? Like, yeah, Chevy and Cameron and I can help out and produce these lists and produce these videos and kind of give you tips depending on what you want to go for.
Yeah. Well, speaking of trains, I remember Chevy and Cameron, when you were on last, we talked briefly about just some spots that you can get to by CTA.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. CTA and Metra, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, certain areas in the city, if you want to take CTA, you can get out to Chi-Chi, Pinqua Woods. That's not super far, but otherwise Metro could take you to areas like St. Charles where you can hike, bike, or kayak along the Fox River. Areas in Aurora have similar setups where you can just kayak along the river and mm-hmm. or bike.
The North Branch Trail is also accessible.
North Branch Trail is absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And love that. Connects to the Chicago Botanic Garden, which you can walk mm-hmm. in for free.
So gorgeous.
Lincoln Park Conservatory is accessible. Mm-hmm. Thatcher Woods CTA accessible. We went to St. Charles for one day on the Metra, super accessible. That's also an option too. Mm-hmm. You can take the North Shore line. I think it's a South Shore line to Indiana Dunes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I love transit access. That's great. Well, before I let you all go, I want to quickly go around the table. What is left on your bucket list maybe this summer that you haven't done yet? I know everyone's looking at me like,
yes,
I've got two heads.
I have never been to Galena. It's actually on my list. And okay. It's the only place on there that I've actually
go.
It's like, go. It's nice. I need to go. It looks like a movie set, like nice. Preserved in the 1800s yep. because it didn't burn down like Chicago. So I need
okay.
to go.
Okay. What about you, Cameron?
Ooh,
because you've just been everywhere.
No, because we have a trip coming up actually this summer, the Apostle Islands. Never been.
Oh, sweet.
So we're taking up, we're going up there. It's going to this upper part of Michigan near Superior, Lake Superior. So we're going to go up there and check that out.
I love that. Anything to add? Chevy?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're taking a road trip to the Apostle Islands. Yeah. I'm super pumped. Who knew that they had islands in the Midwest?
All right, we've been speaking with Lauren Vieira. She wrote a roundup of 10 great day trips that you can take from Chicago. You can check it out at wbez.org. And Siobhan Lanier and Cameron Stanton are the founders of Black People Outside. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for coming.
This episode was produced by Linnea Dominic. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Micah Yasin. For more conversations about making the most of summer, whether it's getting the most of your meals while on vacation or managing beach body anxiety, we've got you covered. Subscribe to our podcast so that you don't miss an episode. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.